How hard is it right now to focus on daily life because of the overwhelm that's going on? It could be your personal life and what's happening, and it could be that the world is just so heavy. How do we stop worrying about everything? How do we not let it get to us? Well, here's some really quick reminders in tough times. Let's go. Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslima Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslima, coming to you every week. And I know it has been hard for so many of us to do any type of focusing on anything else, but I just want to remind you that this is a space to recollect yourself and come home, to come back to where things are in balance, to come back where life is just a bit more hopeful, to find a place where you can get answers on things that you worry and wonder about. And so that's what we're here. We're here at Mindful Muslima trying to help make the world a better place for women worldwide. And alhamdulillah, that really comes with a lot of self-awareness and action based on that awareness. And in this podcast, you're going to walk away with just that. If worrying and sadness is a thing that you're experiencing right now, we're going to give you some really quick reminders that will easily help you to implement this upliftment of yourself and kind of next steps. And inshallah ta'ala, as you guys know, I'm always here. We have actually consultation calls. I'm usually very, very booked, but I opened up some new spaces that are in there. If you haven't already, feel free. If you do need to talk to someone, I do want to say that before this podcast, and things are very heavy, in our website. I'll put the link below, but we also have a website. We have tons of resources on such things. www.mindful-muslima.com. We look forward to supporting you on your journey. There's tons of opportunities there to reach me in consultation and also get free resources and downloadables, you know, morning thoughts and journaling. And like, we have so many other new things that are on there right now. More than happy to check them out and looking forward to support you on your journey. All right, let's go with the podcast. So in today's podcast, I'm going to give you some really quick reminders if you're currently experiencing a lot of worry about the future and sadness. Now, I have done some podcast episodes before on worrying and emotions. So you're welcome to check those out. Now, we also have an entire free class on emotional overwhelm and how to master your emotions. And that is also in the website there. But what I want you to think about today is some really quick reminders on how to get ourselves kind of mentally refocused. And let's just do that by going through some really important reminders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us in the Quran. The first one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have preservation of faith. This verse in particular, I was reading the other day, I was doing a bunch of verses from the Quran. I just wanted to remind us all of them so we can help us refocus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in 3:139, so do not weaken and do not grieve. You will be superior if you are true believers. That right there says a whole lot about what we should be doing right now if we are true believers. If we are sad, if we are worried, there is a connection between really good ibadah, really good worship of Allah in that. Now, the irony is when people are sad and worried, they tend to do less ibadah. They sometimes do more, of course, because they're reaching out to Allah for help. But a lot of times, if they're feeling depressed or unmotivated and they're procrastinating because of the overwhelm of all these thoughts, it's really hard. I understand that. And I understand we want to be good believers, but it's like, ugh, I got a lot going on right now, right? Let me tell you what I do. The other day, I was in my kitchen and I was feeling a bit overwhelmed. My kids had so much work and projects and things that they were doing for school. That was one thing I had to oversee. I had some things in the backyard. I know we have like the seasons are changing here. So we're switching over to winter time. I should be closing up the garden. I should be packing up the things. Of course, my husband helps with this. But the point is we had to get all these outdoor things done. And Mindful Muslima, we have a lot going on. We are getting ready for Muslima Professionals master class or workshop. A lot of people are asking me, how do they work online? How do they run businesses? They want to start their own thing. They want to have financial freedom. Get really excited because we're about to do that. But what that means for me is I'm prepping all that now, right? I'm working with the team and all that good stuff. And then on top of that, we have closing up the year. Me and my personal life, I was sending a picture the other day to the Women on Thrive. What I'm doing now is I'm finding spaces in my house where I can hide from my kids. Hashtag mom life, where I can, you know, reflect on the year and what I want to do in 2024. It feels like it was just yesterday where I was sitting in Turkey filming a YouTube video on my reflections on 2023 about the time of November, December-ish. Subhanallah, I'm telling you, the time just runs. And then there's the whole like what's going on in the world today that weighs us heavy. And so as I'm trying to just, you know, do those things plus the basic everyday life things, it's just a lot, right? I was starting to feel overwhelmed and I noticed that I could feel the tension in my shoulders. I could feel myself getting easily distracted, starting to procrastinate. So the first thing I want to tell you right now is self-awareness is key. I started to feel that. So what I did was I said, I got to get everything out of my head and onto paper. I literally ran, got a piece of printer paper because I felt it just needed to come out. I didn't get a cute little notebook, just went straight to that. And I just started pouring out all the things that I'm thinking about that I have to do. And from then on, if you guys know me from the Life Balance course that we do, I have a way when I have things to do, how to prioritize them, put them into order, and all that stuff. And I think that's also really key for what we're about to do with the Women with the Young Professional stuff, right? We're going to be talking about prioritizing your life and doing things that's passionate, you love, but also getting the everyday stuff you got to do done without all the overwhelm, right? So I'm there having that moment in the kitchen, right? I'm just like, this all flashed through my mind, right? And I'm running to get my printer papers. My husband's like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm getting a printer paper, writing it down. And I had to get it out. So my point to you is my first step is if you start to feel your mind looming, get a piece of paper even or a notebook and just get it out. Whether it's emotions, whether it's the to-do list. Now, once it's out, then you look at it, you're like, oh goodness. You don't realize how many things you carry in your head that you're like, I was thinking about all that. That's crazy. And oftentimes I would be writing the paper, then I'd walk away. I'm like, oh, wait, there are more things. And I put it back in the paper. Oh, wait, I forgot something else. And that paper got longer and longer. But what it did allow me to do, I didn't get overwhelmed by it. It's very easy to do that, but I don't. So let me just tell you how. I look at it and I go, okay, I know this all cannot get done right now, but I do have to address it in priority. What's the most pressing thing I need to do right now? I circled it. And I started with that. And then the next and the next. And like I said, I teach this in the Life Balance course. I'm not going to go into it now, but I'm just trying to say like I started my process because I have a system for dealing with this type of stuff. Because let me tell you what happens if you don't deal with this type of stuff. You start to get depressed. You start to get behind on everything. Then if I'm behind in my work and in my life, I start to feel like absolute garbage. Let's just be real. And then I would start to ruin relationships because people that were depending on me, I would be holding them up. And it's a very easy rabbit hole to go down. If I didn't in that moment when I was sitting at the kitchen, like where I think I was washing dishes, actually, it was at the kitchen washing dishes. I was having these thoughts. I think it was all the thoughts flood in my head as I'm washing dishes. How about you guys? So they were coming in and I was like, pause, dry my hands off, run, get a piece of paper, write this down. Because I made that move, I stopped the overwhelm in that moment and I instantly started a process of success in terms of like getting things moving as opposed to letting them drown me in my mind and my sorrows. So much of what I want to remind you today in that ayah is it says, if you're patient, you're this, if you're true believers. I didn't get sad and cry in that moment, okay? I acknowledged self-awareness, acknowledged my pain, and ran over to got a piece of paper, and I wrote down what I was thinking and feeling. If you're not a writer, you don't have to be. This is a human thing. You shouldn't carry those things in your head. I'm not telling you to write a novel, even if it's just bullets. If you want to write paragraphs in whatever format you want and makes you feel comfortable. For me, I think I categorized it. I was like, kids, husband, me, what's thinking about right now. And so my point is getting that out is really, really important. The second piece of advice I want to give you is being okay with what's going on around you that other people are saying to you and doing to you. There's an ayat of Quran 10:65, and let not their speech grieve you. Indeed, honor or due power belongs to Allah in his entirety, his all-seeing and seeing and knowing. So maybe what you're going through is not just in your own head. You have pressures from the outside. This is my point. We can't let that give us. This ayah was a comfort to the Prophet, peace be upon him, during one of the many times when he experienced ill speech and remarks that people were giving him. It was meant to lessen his worry and strengthen him so that he did not have to feel hurt on top of the challenges he was already facing. So that was given to him as a rahmah and to us as well, because it's put in that book for us all. And Allah acknowledged his patience and effort, and you know, but he assured him that he wasn't alone. So just remembering that you're not alone in this time is really, really important, and that Allah says, don't grieve. I'm here. Talk to me. So another thing I do in relation to that ayah is I turn in times of aloneness. Sometimes I'm driving and walking. The other day, my kids were being super stressful. You know, this is life. And then I was having an issue with work. It was really stressful. And I said, I need to just walk outside for a moment. I literally opened the door, took a breather, felt the wind in my face. And it gave me a moment to breathe. And I made dhikr to Allah. And I said, Ya Rabb, I love you so much. Help me with this. I don't know how to respond to that. Give me just that moment where I opened the door and I walked out. Took 2 to 3 minutes to feel the wind on my face, sun on my face, say some dhikr 100% alone, walk back. I get not everybody can walk out a door the moment they need to, but my point is a lot of us can in more ways than we realize. Step away from that thing. Remember that ayah, do not be grieved by their speech. And take a moment. Allah, you're with me. I know you are. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah. And take that moment for yourself. It's really, really important. The last things I'll say is relying on Allah for support in this time is really, really important. And understanding that support comes with these beautiful glad tidings that he gives us in the Quran. There's all this hope, I think, is really important. So this ayah was one that I was remembering. It was 940. If you do not aid the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already aided him when those who disbelieved had driven him out of Makkah. And one of two, when they were in the cave, and he said to his companion, do not grieve. Indeed, Allah is with us. And Allah sent down his tranquility upon him and supported him with angels you did not see, and made the word of those who disbelieved the lowest, whilst the word of Allah is the highest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty and wise, and might and wise. Might there be angels that we do not see all around us, collecting your du'as, collecting your prayers. Allah sees you, Allah hears you, and he is there. And if no one else will help you, he will. But you have to put yourself in a good position with him. I was on a consultation call the other day with a sister who was really struggling in her marriage. Really struggling. And I said, sister, this is the time more than ever that you need to be close to Allah. Oh, sister, I'm struggling. I can't focus on anything, my mind and my worry and my grief. Sister, do not leave salah. Do not leave salah. It is to cut your lifeline with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're talking to him. You're grieving to him. When you have this good ibadah, this good patience, and this is true believers, right? Trusting Allah, but keeping the ibadah as hard as it is. Hard as it is. I know it's hard, sis. Hold on. Don't be late in your salah. Don't push things off. Allah knows you need to do them first. I'll do Quran later when I'm done with all this stuff. Do Quran for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. It's like fajr. Don't think about it. Just go. Open the book. Read a couple lines. Maybe Allah has some words. When you want to speak to Allah, you pray. When you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to you, you listen to the Quran. You read the Quran. Especially if you don't know it in Arabic. Yeah? And the glad tidings. Indeed, those who have said, our Lord is Allah, and then remained on the right course. You see his instructions? Our Lord is Allah. I'm firm in my faith. And then I kept on the path as hard as that path was. He didn't say that course was going to be an easy course. As long as they did that, the angels will descend upon them saying, do not fear and do not grieve, but receive good tidings of paradise of which you were promised. 41:30. Sisters, it is a test. It is an ibtila. You will be graded. I will be graded on how we respond to the test. Let's not react to the test. Here's your really quick reminder of what I said. Do not be grieved by their speech. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who believe. Do not weaken, do not grieve, and you will be superior if you are of the true believers. Right? And they will say, praise to Allah who has removed us from all sorrow. Indeed, our Lord is forgiving and appreciative. If you did something, make astaghfar, constant astaghfar. I'm telling Allah all day, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Thank you, Allah, for everything. You're most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah. Hasbunallah. it is going to be okay, sister. Just a reminder, if you're feeling heavy sadness and worry, these are what you should be doing. Save this podcast, download it, keep it so you can listen to it again in that next time when you feel like, oh, I can't remember, what should I be doing? Because I get it. When you're upset, you can't remember. This will make it easy for you. I put it here as like a bookmark. So definitely if you want to hit download, keep it for yourself. And when you feel that difficult day, press play, remind yourself, keep it going. It's totally normal to fall back. But no one is going to catch you but you. And no one can put those reminders in your life but you. So here's a kind helping hand. And I look forward to seeing you in the next podcast. Please, sisters, keep your du'as going for Gaza, your donations as much as you can. You know we have an entire community of support inside of Thrive. If you want to check us out on any resource you need possible, www.mindful-muslimah.com. We have tons of things to help, but we cannot help you. You have to make a move yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.